what is behind there? And I went, and it was really, you want me to tell this story?
Yeah, let's do it, Mom.
Okay.
Oh, honey.
Welcome to Oh Honey Podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda
and Shannon.
I was gonna say Summer's mom.
Shannon Ray. Mom is with us today. Mom is an amazing mother. She has four kids, and she is a very inspirational person on Instagram. She
is fit AF.
And she, for me, it's like, she tells like women, it's like, you can tell them. What's your message, Mom?
I just think that you can be fit at any age, and age is really just a number, and it's just how you take care of yourself. And
how old are you, Mom?
54 this year.
Mind blown.
I know, isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
And she just has such a youthful energy, yeah. Doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's like my best friend. Yeah.
Even the giggles.
I know, she's so cute. Yeah, I'm so excited to have you on today, Mom. Better not say anything embarrassing about me.
But oh, just wait.
I know, it's gonna get real into it.
So yeah. You have two sisters and a brother. Mm-hmm. Right?
She had twins. Mom was like, we have Mom's pictures of her pregnant. She's like, how big around were you?
59 inches.
Oh, really? Oh, my
gosh. She was bedridden.
That's huge. Yeah. Yeah, I was in the hospital for 2 months.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because you were twins.
Twins, yeah.
They had big, weren't they both like full size babies?
Yeah. Well, they were a month early, but then they sent me home and they said, okay, you can have them.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't come. They were like, no, we're going to be in here longer. So
They
were
pretty big.
Yeah.
They still
do. Yeah. They're like
they've
six,
been doing that.
Oh, like six, I don't know, six, ten. I mean, they're big babies.
Would you recommend people having twins after that? Would you be like, yeah?
Well, yeah, because they're so amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they're worth it.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I don't know if this is true, but I saw on the internet there's a hormone that is released after you have babies, and it like makes you forget the pain. Because then if you remember the pain, you won't want to keep having babies. So you'll just be like, no, never again. But it like makes you forget it because it is so horrible, the pain.
I wonder if it's like, because if you run a marathon and then after it's like during it, you're like, oh God, I'm going to die. And then at the end, you just feel so accomplished. And then later on you forget and you're like, yeah, I'll do another one.
Yeah, because you're elated. And I mean, you just feel good. And it's just,
you don't remember the bad things. I feel like that's a memory too. Do you ever look back at a time and be like, wow, this is so amazing. But in the time, it wasn't that amazing because you don't remember the bad things. That's like in relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever like miss someone and then you're like, you break up because it's like it was a toxic relationship or bad, and then you, I miss them. And you don't remember the bad, and then you take them back or something. And you're
just got to write it all down.
This is why I can't be with you. But you like forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's well, it's kind of like a blessing for us, I guess.
Yeah.
Imagine it's just all you remember is the trauma all the time. Like, that'd be horrible.
There'd be no kids if you remembered the pain.
There'd be no one.
They'd be like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, my mom always says that if I was the first one she had,
oh my God,
she would never have kids again.
Really?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, when Summer was born.
Oh, she was a nightmare?
Savannah, my first, was, Savannah. Mm-hmm. She was amazing. Never cried. I mean, I would take her to 5-star restaurants. I take her into movie theaters. I'd take her everywhere. And then Summer came, and I thought I was the best mom ever because, Savannah didn't have a binky. Yeah. She didn't suck her thumb. I mean, she was perfect. Like, she was actually a perfect baby. And
I've got this.
And then Summer came along and changed my world. And so the nurses all over kept coming in. I'm so sorry. I've never heard a baby cry that loud.
Really?
Yeah. Like she cried crazy. And I was like, I'm not giving her a binky. She's not going to, because I nursed her and I just thought, I'm enough for you. And
you're like, here.
Yeah. And I wasn't. Take it. I wasn't. So around 3 weeks after she was born, I mean, I was just ragged. I mean, I wasn't sleeping. She was crying all the time. I didn't know what to do because I hadn't experienced it before. And then somebody said, why don't you just give her a binky? Like, just try it.
And before this, mom's like, moms who give babies binkies, they're horrible. Yeah. Don't need binkies. She's like with my sister Savannah. Like, you don't need binkies.
Things can change, right?
I know. I think
it was bad. Yeah. And then I got schooled big time. And
they were like, give her a binky.
Yeah, and then so I was like, okay. And so I put the binky in silence, like literally silence. And
like
I was
just like,
yeah. And then she was the binky queen because when I was in the hospital.
Everything I do, I have to do extreme.
Extreme. And when I was in the hospital, she came to visit me one time and she had binkies. She had five over here and five over here. It was like a cold beer.
Ready to go.
Yeah, cold beer.
They attach to your shirts.
Yeah,
that's what.
Yeah.
I didn't like it when they. I didn't like it when they got hot.
Yeah, you wanted a cold one, so it was like a cold beer. And so she walks in. I'm like, oh my god, this is so.
I feel like it was. Just,
yeah, it
such
was crazy.
An extreme.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm extreme in everything I do.
Everything.
And I was trying to tell them the other day. That I didn't like start talking till it was like 4.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
No, she didn't say. I mean, yeah, she was very quiet. Now you can't.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
you can't.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, she talks all the
time. We have like home videos, and so I would watch them.
There's
and I'm
twin language.
Silent.
Yeah.
And so Savannah was the oldest, and so she could understand them. And they had this it was like really triplet language because all of the little ones, they all spoke to each other and no one knew what they were speaking. Like, we were like, what are they like saying?
Yes.
And then Savannah would be like, mom, she wants a bottle, or mom, she wants this, or, you know, whoever. And they
like
knew exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking. Yeah. You guys just didn't know what I was saying.
But she didn't like start talking until she was like 4.
Yeah.
My mom would be
That's
like,
crazy,
what's wrong
though.
With
I
her?
Would think she'd be like screaming all the way through it.
Yeah, no, my mom would look it up and be like, what's wrong with her? Because you're like, what's wrong, you know? And then you, like, looked it up and it says something about that's, like, sometimes a
genius, yeah. I mean, people that are very, very intelligent will not
and
talk.
And Amanda's like,
yeah.
Oh, summer,
huh? Mom,
no, she's very intelligent. Yeah, I mean, you're very intelligent. And
okay, I'm not book smart, I'm street smart, okay?
Yeah, you're
That's my saying.
Is that you?
Well,
also?
You don't. I think people. I mean, everyone we're all intelligent. But unless you're really interested in something, you don't really care. You know, people. I mean, at school, you have to go to school and you have to learn everything. But when you're really interested in something, you will rip it apart. I mean, you will really
dive into it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot. So.
Did you say, because Summer was explaining in like every episode how she was homeschooled, and then she was like her schooling was mainly like hanging out with animals.
Well, in homeschooling, I mean, we could get pretty much all of our book stuff done within 2.5 hours.
Yeah, we did have books. Yeah, and we did.
Yeah, and so we, you know, dove into that in the morning.
In public school, they have a million breaks, and they have lunch, and they have recess.
She explained how she would manipulate you. And
well, manipulate. It's like, mom, you want to go riding?
She's kind of a pushover. I love her. But, and I love that about her, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if
mom wants us to go out, and we learned so much. We fed the horses. We cleaned the poop. I was lifting hay bales by the time, huge bags of grain by the time I was like 5 years old. So it's like we did learn a lot. We were working, you know?
Yeah.
And my thing.
They had not a hard life, but I mean, yeah, they worked. Like we had goats and chickens and.
Every single animal you can probably think of. Like we didn't have cows and we didn't have like pigs and stuff. No, so it wasn't like a farm, it was like a ranch.
Yeah. So you wouldn't eat the.
No, never. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, no.
Because I can't even kill a bug.
The biggest thing we have is, you know, horses. And so I think the most we had on the ranch was 32. And so it was
32
just,
horses?
So it was just me and the
But that is a lot
girl.
Of work.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
Just you and the
Well,
and
for
the
3 years, it was just me and Summer. But
Really?
Yeah,
with 32 horses?
Well, my parents got divorced. Me and mom lived at the ranch by ourselves. So it's like such a struggle. I have literally nightmares thinking about in the winter when all the water would freeze and like the horses need water. We'd have to take huge buckets of hot water from the house and walk them to unfreeze the waters.
Yeah, and pour the buckets. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Could take, it could take a million trips. Yeah. You could, and then we're trying to feed, because we had a lot of acres and stuff, yeah, and horses and different pastures, and we'd have to bring food to them. And the, how much like snow did we get? Like,
well, the one year we got like 5 feet of snow.
Oh wow!
And trying to take, and then the horses got barricaded in the shelters, and
yeah. That was a lot of work.
That was a, yeah.
It's like, did you run a business off of like the horses? And
Mom
the,
was a horse trainer, and oh, we did a boarding okay. facility. So
awesome. Okay. So you just didn't have 32 horses, just to have 32.
We had 15 were our yeah. personal horses, got the families, it. And then.
You took care of the other ones.
Yeah.
Oh. I had three, my own, I had three.
Yeah?
At a time, yeah.
What type of horses were they like?
So the my best. First horse ever, it was named Cash. And it, my mom actually took my brother to go horse shopping.
Skyland.
No, it was Bronson. Was you were trying Skyland? To find a horse for Bronson. And I already had a horse. Like, I already had a horse. They're like, oh, no, actually, I didn't have a horse yet. Actually, I didn't have a horse yet.
All you guys to believe rode your story.
No. I wanted Shakara.
Shakara, right.
So we had this horse that I wanted, but she was kind of young and not trained really great. So it's like, I wanted her. So I was like, that's my horse. But we went to this horse ranch. And we were, like, looking at all the horses, and I saw this horse, and we were looking at it for my brother. Mm-hmm. I just climbed on him, and I fell asleep. I literally had, like...
It was in the round pen, and then we were looking at other horses, and we, you know... Where were Summer? We don't know. And she was looking at this horse, but we didn't think anything about it.
I was literally drawn to him. I was like, you're the most beautiful horse I've ever seen.
You're like,
ah. Yeah. Yeah.
My mom would always be like, my horse is like a pair of underwear. Do not share.
Yeah, I'd say it'd be like asking, you know, to ride, you know, can I ride your horse? Well, like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
asking if you're wearing a pair of underwear.
This is a relationship. It's like cheating on me.
That's literally like my mom, like our horses, like we're our boyfriends, like not like a gross beastly out of any way, but it was like literally like, Summer, I don't know. I've said some things in the past that maybe people are like, okay, what's wrong with Summer?
They have been questionable, yeah.
But they just come out wrong. But our horses, like, I think we did not care about boys for so long. And, like, a lot of girls who have a relationship with horses, they don't, like, care about boys and stuff.
Yeah. Because it's, like... You're caretaking also at the same time, too. And you're like, building a relationship with, like, a massive animal that's, like, so smart, so intelligent, so strong. Yeah. Like,
and they would follow us everywhere.
Yeah, and they're like dogs. And
So, yeah.
Cash was my, the smell
Cash was my first horse. I fell asleep on him. And then I was like, Mom, I need... And they're like, Summer, we weren't getting you a horse. I was like, Mom, please. So then they got me.
They live a long time, too.
He was probably like... They said that he was like 30 when we got him or something.
He was like 40 when he died, 42. He was
I took really good care of my horses. Like,
that's crazy. Horses can outlive their owners and stuff, too.
So, Dusty, this is going to be kind of a gross story, but my other horse, so Dusty, Cash and Dusty, something I, like, these horses are, like, my life, right?
Yeah.
And, like, something happened. I don't know. Cash was mean. Cash was really mean. He didn't like anyone else. He always had to be by himself. Mm-hmm. So, and he was a Palooza, so Palooza, like, he has
Appaloosa.
They have spots all over him. He was so beautiful.
Oh, cool.
But, so Dusty wasn't, like, so they could get along. So I put them together in the pasture. I don't know why, but I think Cash kicked his dick, and his dick would just hang down, and it would not go back up.
His
Cash kicked Dusty's dick.
Oh,
this is not making sense. Guys, it's really early.
They'll drop their thing, you know, their thing, and then, they pull it back up when, you know, they're, when you're riding or whatever. And then when they want to go to the bathroom, they drop it or stallions, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But so he got kicked there. And then so that muscle, he couldn't retract it. And so we had to put it in a sling.
I had to go up there two times a day, clean it because it also like had, like from being out because it needs, it like gets dry and stuff. So I'd have to go and put ointment on it and wrap it up and put it back up. Literally... I've literally done so much for these horses. And then, and then, like, if I wouldn't have done that, he probably would have died sooner because he's already old. But yeah, they have, I always had to, like, because they get to an age where it's like they just get really, really skinny. Rough. But yeah, my.
But the things you do for your animals too, it's like as they get older too, it's like, all right, you do things that.
Because horses.
Expressing anal glands. Like, there's so many things.
It's like sad for horses because when they're such huge animals, when they lay down or something and they're old and they can't get back up. Like my dad, I went to school one day and he had to shoot Cash in the head.
Oh They really do that?
Yeah, because there's nothing.
Well, I mean, there's a ways. There's like ways to do it where it's
but
humane.
He was like already
humane. But the vet
he was come.
Already
the vet couldn't come and
but
like
if, well, if the already, vet puts them down, you're not allowed to. You're not supposed to put them in the ground.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
the
of the chemicals,
See, Amanda can appreciate this.
Yeah, and we were on, you know, a well, and so, but it goes into the water table.
Yeah.
And so all of that, I mean, that's like death. I mean, that's a big animal. And so we pretty much, you know, wanted to bury them there. And so.
I buried all my animals there, my rats.
So, yeah, and it was hard. It was hard. Like, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I mean,
it was literally the hardest thing ever, but. They either suffer or...
I couldn't imagine, like, just seeing, like, the horses, like, not to make this, like, I'm just going to, like, just bring up,
You're
make us cry. Feel horrible. Yeah.
It was really, it was a long time ago, so it's not a new wound, so I can talk about it, but...
Yeah. Now would, like, because at that point, they would cremate the horse. Or
No, it's really sad what they, I mean, they just, you don't want to hear about it. But yeah, I mean, it's like when you get rid of them or whatever and they put them down and then they come in and when you live on a ranch, you know when someone's lost a horse because this truck comes and it's like a silver, you know, truck and then they
like
have
the
a thing
Reaper.
And they put the, it's like the Grim Reaper and they put a chain around their feet. And then they just crank them into this truck, and then they just take them and like
what?
Horses to me are like you know God's gift to mankind. I mean they just are.
They crank them into a truck.
Yeah, and then they just put them in a.
Like
a dump.
One thing I
after they're euthanized.
After they're euthanized.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
After, after they pump
the
hole.
One thing
I want to get into
is like with my following and stuff is like something for horses because it's like. The slaughter and like everything that horses go through, it's so sad if you understand horses and
they're so mystical. I mean, they're just so amazing. They know your soul.
Yeah.
And it's like when I was working a lot with horses and I'd go with people to pick out a horse or to look for horses. And the horse also picks you. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, to me personally, God just puts you with the right horse. And so if you have anxiety or if you have depression or, you know, anything that you're going through, that horse, together, you guys work through your own problem. That's really neat.
Yeah.
When you know
so
horses
nice.
And when you're doing it natural and you're really building a partnership with your horse.
The right way.
they work and they test you.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think my sister, like, has some, like, problems and anytime she's with her horse, it's like she's the happiest she's ever been and she's like complete and she never would have an outbreak or anything when she's with her horse.
It's crazy. Horses are just very therapeutic.
But we like to bury the horses on the ranch. I buried all my animals. Mom, remember we were talking about this yesterday. She reminded me that every single animal of mine that died, rats, hamsters, anything.
Goldfish.
I would have all my family come. I would literally make them all come and we'd go.
Be in a circle.
Please don't dress in black to my funeral. Everyone's dressed in color. We're having life.
We'd put them in little boxes.
And I have a little note for them and I put them down and I bury them and I make my whole family come. But I also made my whole family always come for my dog's birthday party, so.
Yeah. Oh, I had birthday parties for my dog and for my stuffed animals.
I had it for my baby doll. But my family had to come. Like, I'm a very controlling person, so it's like, you guys aren't coming? Like, I'm going to, my mom would be like, and my dad would be like, to my siblings, please come, guys, come on, just for 5 minutes. Please just come.
This is necessary. Mandatory
I can tell
event.
You guys a really funny story about summer.
Oh,
I know you guys want to hear this. Okay, so on the ranch, and I used to have bottled water all the time and go to Costco and buy the cases of bottled water. And I knew that we weren't drinking as much as I thought. I mean, it was always gone. I'm like, where is the water? Well, Summer loved baby dolls, and she had probably, 20, 25 babies? I mean,
25? Mama had like 100 of them.
Okay, she had a lot of babies. I mean, she had so many babies, and they were like the lifelike ones. And yeah, I mean, she had them.
I'm an extremist.
Yeah, and she had them all, and her room was pretty big.
Yeah.
And she had them all in their, you know, places. And I know, and this had gone on for a long time.
She's like, this is my friend, this is my friend.
She would give them all a bottle of water, and I don't know how many times a day, but she would, you know, throw that one away or dump it out, or like they were drinking it. And I was just like, are you kidding
and
me?
And now I'm the opposite. I like do not waste water ever. So yes,
yeah, that's probably why, because you wasted all that
water.
Well,
in your mind,
yeah,
you were helping the dolls. So you were like, I got to.
No, in my mind, they needed water. Like, yeah. I had this weird thing that I thought that if I locked them up without their water, they're going to die.
Yeah, you got to take care of
like
your
they
babies.
Were actually real.
Like, I got to take care of my 32
oh,
horses.
Oh, they were real.
I have all my babies.
And you
I would beat my siblings up if they said that they were dolls. If anyone called them a doll, I would beat them up. If my, like, yeah, I had all real babies. Everything for all my baby dolls.
That's what I did if anybody said my dog was old and gonna die soon. I would be like, no.
You'd beat him up.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we always talk about my hoarding problem, and I always think if my mom tells you where it stems from.
Oh, I would love to hear that.
The part, like really?
Yeah. Like, you're like, okay,
the nitty gritty.
Is it like mother,
so
like daughter?
I came home, I don't know, I was doing something, and I came home, and we had an armoire in this one room, and I walked by, and I was like, what is behind there? And I went, and it was... Really, you want me to tell this story?
Yeah, let's do it, Mom.
Okay. And it was stuffed full of garbage. And I'm pulling out this garbage behind. It was, like, shoved in there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, cereal boxes, chicken bones. I mean, everything. Like, just garbage.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, well, this is a problem.
Yeah. That was, oh, is that in her room?
No, it was in the dining room.
So she was just...
So she was just shoving stuff back there, and I was like, okay, what's going on? And then I was cleaning it, and she flipped out. No, what are you doing? And nobody loves it. No one loves the trash. I'm the only one that loves it. And she was freaking out. And you were a baby. I mean, you were like, she was young.
She was like 16 years old.
Yeah, she was like 16 years old. And I was like, honey, what are you doing?
Like 6'1".
And so, yeah, and she really couldn't. I mean, this is still, she wasn't talking. I mean, so she was just
so
like,
this is where.
Yeah, but I mean, I knew, you know, and so I was just like, oh, so I, you know,
yeah,
took her to the doctor. I mean, what's the mom to do? I'm like, what is wrong with her? Fix it. And so the doctor, she's like, well, she's just hoarding, and she has such a soft heart that she thinks that she's the only one that loves it. Aww. Like, so,
because everybody throws it out.
Everyone, it's just trash.
And they should
recycle. Yeah.
I'm just a recycler.
Yeah, you're at birth, right?
See, and, it's like the universe.
So the doctor told me, she goes, get a box and let her, you know, don't tell her not to do it because it's her heart, you know, and she's just very soft.
Yeah.
And so I'd get this box, and she'd put all the trash in. I mean, chicken, everything, like cereal. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and then just keep the stuff on top and then throw the stuff on the bottom away. So she doesn't.
She's playing me.
Yeah. So I would just keep, you know, some stuff in there and then throw the stuff on the bottom. And so this went on for so, it was crazy.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, but she's still, I mean, I don't think she's as bad, but I mean, she had over 300 or more Victoria's Secret bags.
Remember, I told you guys this. I just sold them. I was
like, "Oh, really? Yeah." And
she said she still has them.
I still have them
in my storage. Yeah, in storage. And then the perfume bottles. She has every single perfume bottle that she has ever had in her entire life.
Yeah,
like every single one. Huh. Every single one. Yeah.
I have to keep moving out of houses because I like overfill it because I can't get rid of stuff. Like to me, there's already a sentimental meaning. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, get rid of that outfit because you already wore it. I'm like, no, but I wore it that day, and there's so many memories in that day. And
yeah. I just don't want to lose them.
I don't want to lose it. Like,
those chicken bones.
Chicken bones. Yeah, I'm a little better about that. But.
It was.
That is hilarious.
My kids, they are so, every one of them is so different, and they have their such different personalities. And
Which one's your favorite?
Oh my God!
I know I'm your favorite. Like, I don't even need to. I'm your Rory, mom.
No, they are my favorite. All of them.
My favorite dog is Rory. So.
For different reasons.
No, my mom. Like, so I was like snooping. I was.
Who's your favorite?
I was snooping around in her bedside table one day, and she had this little book, right? And I was reading it, and she already had my sister, my big sister. She already had my two siblings, right? The whole book is about me and talking about me and how amazing I am. Literally, Summer is going to be an actress one day. Summer is so funny. She always wants to put on a show. Summer is making me laugh. So literally, I wish I could. I think that you still have this book. And then it was like one page. The sibling, Skylin and Bronson, smile today. I can't make this up. I want this book. I'm going to go through her stuff and find this book.
They were babies, so they were just like,
But what about Savannah? She was like six.
And Savannah's my little sunshine.
I feel like the oldest always like helps with
that. Well, I felt really bad because middle kids always get the brunt of, I mean, they don't get enough attention. They don't get, you know. That's why she's here.
The middle kids have therapy.
Middle kids. The firstborn. I mean, Savannah had me all to herself up until she was six. You know, and so she was. It was me. That song, "Me and You Against the World." That was Savannah's. And then this one you are my sunshine.
I was just going to touch base on this. Yeah. A lot of people ask, like, oh, is Ray your fake, like, a fake name? Like, it's my stage name. My stripper name. Yeah. I'm like, no, all my siblings, Ray is our middle name. So it's Skylin Ray, Savannah Ray.
Why'd you do Shannon it that Ray. Way?
They're my little rays of sunshine. And then it was so sad. This is another really funny, sad story. So my son is Bronson Boyd Beatty. And so when he was around five, maybe six, he came to me, and he's got these ginormous brown, beautiful eyes. He's so cute.
He was the cutest baby ever.
Curly, real curly hair. I mean, he was so cute. And he comes to me with these big brown eyes, and he's like, "Mom, I'm not your Ray of Sunshine." I'm like, "Yes, you are. Why? My middle name's not Ray." I wanted to name him. I wanted to name him River Ray.
I want to name one of my kids. Yeah. My dad was like, "But you three girls,
you know what she wants to name? Like July, June, and
August.
I love the name August.
Yeah, August is cool. I just feel bad for July. I'm like, I don't know many Julys. Like,
maybe River.
Unique.
River. I think River June, is the August. Coolest name.
Yes. Ray.
Yeah. River.
Are you going to name Ray as a middle name?
River Ray.
I think Ray's, the name Ray. Yeah. Ray.
Ray. I'm going to show this to my mom.
But just like Ray as, they're my rays of sunshine. Yeah. And that's why, we had to name Bronson a manly man name. So yeah. It's Bronson Boyd.
Which is very
manly.
Strong.
Yeah. And it's fine. I mean, but he was really upset about it, and I felt really bad.
Well, Summer will make up for it. She'll name her River Ray.
So, yeah, I've always gone by Ray. A lot of people have, always think, it's a fake name and stuff. I'm like, I've never my whole life gone by Beatty because I'm not really close with my dad's adopted. I've never felt like it was my last name because my dad's adopted. I've never gotten along with his side of the family. So if it was, his biological last name, I'd be like, okay, it's my last name. But it's not even his biological last name.
But is he close with his family, who adopted him?
I don't know. They're kind of weird.
Yeah.
Don't watch this. Yeah. What if Dad watched this?
No, they're just, we've just never been close to them. I mean, they're just.
But is he close with them?
They're not very loving people. My family, I have the most, my family is the most loving, open. We will literally accept you as our family. Yeah. We just love everyone. We're open and we say what's on our mind, and we're not closed off people. Mm-hmm. We're very open and loving, and they're the exact opposite. So I don't think we've ever understood them. Like, yeah. I don't know.
So you're like, I'm good on that name.
We're
I'm
very unjudgmental. Like we're just, we just accept.
Yeah, which is the best. Chill. That's how everybody should be.
Yeah. If you treat us good, we're going to treat you good. And
did you, like, after having kids, did that kind of change your way of thinking? How did that impact your life?
I don't know. I tell everybody, and I truly feel like this. I mean, I'm still 25 at heart.
Yeah.
Like, matured and everything until I was 25.
Yeah.
And then I still feel and think the same. Like, I feel, you know, like I'm, mm-hmm. I like to have fun. You know, I love to be active, and I'm just the same person as I was then.
Yeah, mom always talks about, you know, women have kids and they feel like, oh, I'm a mom now. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I got to stop living. Or it's like, no, your kids are going to be grown and gone. And then what do you have to offer? That's why women who get depressed when their kids are off to college because they're like, hey, who am I? Mm-hmm. You know, mom is still who she is.
And I just felt like my entire life, like I never, when I had, and I had three kids in diapers and then she was eight when I had the twins. But I never stayed in bed. I never did not get up and take a shower and fix myself and put my makeup on. And I was still me. Like I never lost me within having kids.
Yeah.
Like a subject I want to touch too is because we live in a world where it's like people think like, and maybe it's LA, I don't know if it's everywhere, but when you're 25 or you're 28, 29, 27, it's like, oh, I'm old. I'm almost 30. And it's like, I always tell everyone, my mindset growing up was never 30 was old. Yeah. My mindset, I always, because I would ask mom, I was like, mom, if you could be any age, what age would it be? And she'd say, 33. She'd always want to be in her 30s. And So growing up, like, I didn't know all these stereotypes and stuff. So I'm like excited. And then I moved to LA and everyone's like, oh, I'm old. I'm like, oh, how old are you? 30. I'm like, what? Like old? Like I'm excited to be 30. So can you like speak on that and like why?
Yeah, that's important for girls to hear too, because people like dread it. They dread their birthdays. Like,
well, I think every age, you have to embrace every age. But I think just in personally in my 30s, I'm still healthy, but I was just was vibrant, healthy. I mean, great things were happening, and it was just a good age. And
you tell me your body was the best it's ever been.
Yeah, because when everything is the way it's supposed to be, and you know, and
wise, like you, like. We're like confident in yourself, you know, because it's like maybe in your 20s and stuff. You're
still learning about yourself and you're still, but when you're in your 30s, you're just, you think, I mean, you've learned so much and you know, your 20s are behind you and you just feel confident and it's really, it's nice.
Yeah. And that's what I hear too. They're like 30s are the best.
Well, now I think 50s are the best.
See, this is great.
Like, with like 50s are the best, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why are 50s the best?
I just feel, I lived a great life and I feel good. And I mean, I've been through surgeries and I've been through, you know, a bunch of.
My mom is like, 5 months post major back surgery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I have screws everywhere and I have some screws loose in my head.
No, but my mom's whole back, her whole neck is some.
I have metal all in my neck. And so I'm a robot, and I have metal on my back and metal in my
airports
ankle.
Must be fun.
Actually, they don't bug me any. It's really? So weird. Well, because I think when they do the scan, they can see where my metal is and stuff. But
they're like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah. Mom, it's like for people, for mom, she's just like my biggest inspiration. It's just so amazing because so many people have I had kids or I'm old or I'm 50. I'm not working out. I'm not living my life. She literally is metal, 54, has had a million kids. She literally, nothing stops this woman. Yeah. She's like literally Wonder Woman or something.
Well, I did my first competition 3 months after my neck surgery, my first neck surgery. And then I did the second competition 3 months after my second neck surgery. Wow. And my doctors were just like, you can't, you can't.
You gotta chill.
In the beginning, they were like, no, you can't do it. Because we started competing together. Yeah. And they were like, no, you can't do it. You can't do it. And she's like, no, I'll do it. So she kept like, I was like prepping and working out with me. I'm like, mom, you can't. The doctor said, she's like, no, I'm still doing it.
Yeah. But then it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Then you like let up a little bit because you're like, all right, I get it.
No.
You still go for the competition?
Yeah. She did the competition.
Yeah. I don't compete anymore just because it's not real. I mean, in summer, and I don't have to prep. I mean, we prep for like what, 3, maybe 6 weeks, if
yeah,
that.
When I
mean,
I used to do it when I was younger, I would get so scared. Me and my mom have really fast metabolisms. Like, we diet, we get sick. Yeah. Like,
so we don't really have to diet or anything, which is, you know,
yeah, fun great genetics. For us.
But it's, but the, I, it wasn't fun for me. Like, mm-hmm. Summer is a natural. Like, she can get on that stage and she shines. And yeah. she, but back when I was doing it, my lower back was so messed up. And mm-hmm. so the posing would screw with me. I mean, it hurts so bad. And people think, oh, yeah. pose, you know, but in bikini, I mean, you have to, you know, you're bending, and yeah, you have yeah. to just, and it's just, and so after posing for any amount of time, I'd be yeah. like, oh my God, I can't walk. It hurts. Yeah. And that would make me feel old. So it's like, why put yourself in positions? Like, that's I don't like I'm, my back hurting.
Yeah, that's what I'm and, saying though.
But it's now, like, yeah. after this surgery, I'm like, I can actually lay down on a massage table yeah. and it doesn't hurt. And I can sleep, and I'm not in pain. It's the most amazing. Like, if anyone's older and needs back surgery, flip and do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, because, I mean, it's my yeah. back is 100%.
What was wrong with your back?
Well, I mean, you guys won't know this term, but I had a grade 3.5 spondylolisthesis.
Okay. She did.
And so it's when your spine is slipping off of itself. Mm. So they had, and I gained 1 inch, so now I'm 1 inch taller.
I know. She, I was always like,
I tell everyone, I am actually 5'6.5".
No, she did get taller. I was like, as she came, I was like, what shoes are you wearing? She's like, no, I am 1 inch taller.
I yeah. love it though, because yeah. your perspective on things, you're so positive. And like, you know, as you should be with anything, because one, you learn from things too. It's like,
yeah,
you get 1 inch taller.
Right. Like, most people, yeah. they get old and they start shrinking. Not me.
Yeah.
Like, it's always positive energy. Well. And I think that my mom is like very, like, never stresses. Like, I don't know why I'm like uptight and always too. Stressed. My mom, doesn't matter what it is, it's just, it's all good.
Well, stress ages. It, yeah. like, you know, I feel like if you're always stressed out, you're more likely to get sick. You're more likely yeah. to get, so it's just it's a thing. You got to do that meditation no, that we yeah. hear about
and
all the
And
time.
Vitamin C. You got to take vitamin C.
Mom yeah. loves vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
It's worth it. Yeah.
So that's like your secret method is like your youthfulness is vitamin C.
Oh, I drink so much vitamin C. But you know, vitamin C isn't, no, well, I drink emergency, but just vitamin C. I mean, it's a
sponsored. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's an antioxidant, and yeah. it is, you know, people put it on their topical
yeah,
for wrinkles and everything like that. I don't do that because I'm not structured enough. I'm very fly by the seat of my pants. I'm not good with structure.
Thanks for homeschooling us, Mom. Just kidding.
Yeah, right? I'm bad at taking vitamins and yeah. tell somebody.
Her boyfriend
me.
Is really.
I'm better yeah, at the
really helping
vitamins.
Him her now. Yeah, and I'm really
he helps me. He got
because like I'm that. Not around. Someone well, needs to help her because she is literally. You know when I was telling you guys too. The other day that I'm her mom.
Yeah,
Mama, I'm your mom.
I know. Thank you. Well, roles reverse. Sometimes.
That's the question know. Too. I mean, that's how life works. By the way, it's like. Your parents raise you, and then afterwards, you help out your parents.
They that's change
like,
your diapers, you change theirs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm never like, going to be in diapers, and when I do, shoot
like,
me.
You listen. I'm not going to be in diapers.
But how did diapers. You, like, how did you find your boyfriend?
Well, we actually met at the gym, but we've only, you know, we've been, it's a newer relationship, and yeah. he's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he is actually the neatest man I've ever met in my entire life.
I love that.
I know, I'm so happy for
my But
mom.
Doing
so
like-minded
happy.
Things, too. You met at yeah, a place
Yeah, it's really
where...
nice to have someone that's also into fitness. And,
yeah.
And, you know, he doesn't look his age at all. And so, he's just adorable.
Yeah, you both look great.
Yeah. He's the first older man, even though he's younger than me. But he's the first older man that I've...
Mom's usually a yeah. cougar. Just kidding. Yeah. No.
I love it. Like, yeah. I am so happy right now.
Oh, good.
And I'm so happy yeah. for her. She deserves it.
So if all of you guys are, if anybody's looking for a significant other, just go somewhere where your interests are, and then you can find somebody with the same. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
That could work.
That could work.
But also don't go to the gym hitting on everybody because nobody likes that either.
No, it was not even like that.
Yeah.
Like, he never hit on me. No.
What was the method, though?
Yeah, just friends. I mean, we were just, we started out just, friends.
So get in the friend zone.
No, story is, so I guess I was there, but I don't really remember, No, but he comes up to her and just says that what, you're the most beautiful woman ever. He's like, you and your friend were fine.
Will you be my friend? You're the most beautiful woman ever.
He wanted to be friends, and I told him that I couldn't be friends with him because I thought he was too handsome.
Aw, so it's immediate, like interest.
She's like,
yeah. No. I love that. So you got butterflies and...
Oh, God, every time I see him, I get butterflies.
That's great. Still,
yeah.
And then go on dates and all that fun stuff. And then, yeah. So I love it. Super,
they're
super fun.
They're going to have some fun times. We're going to have a good weekend. I'm happy that Mom's here to have me.
All right. Well, let's read this last question really quickly and then just get a little bit of advice so people don't miss out. It's a long question, though.
Yeah.
Oh, honey. I've got like a million questions. Oh, God. But it feels like they're all probably the same. Oh, good. Basically, I'm a boy who's been single for a long time, and I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong, if I'm doing anything wrong. I feel like my mindset constantly swings between, man, I wish I wasn't single, and trying to find Miss Perfect on a dating app, or like imagining how perfect my life would be with a celebrity to swing towards, yeah, I'm pretty content with being alone forever, and trying to work on cars and motorcycles and basically be some guy that's too cool for anyone. I'm not sure what causes that swing, but I'm pretty sure it's a lack of confidence thing. Like, I lack the confidence to go for a girl, and then I get super self-conscious and maybe try to strap on an ego of extreme confidence to overcompensate for it. I guess my question is, how do I find out what my issue is? And if it is self-confidence or I figure out what it is, how do I work to resolve it? I'm willing to admit that even if a celebrity was interested in me and gave me a chance, there isn't much of a chance of there being happily ever after because I fell in love with all the media I took in and not the person for who they are. Or at the very least, there's the same amount of chance of things working out as if there would be with any other random person. I've gotten good at realizing those things by increasing my self-awareness, but I feel stuck and don't know what the next step is after making a realization such as, celebrities may not be a perfect match for you, even if they gave you a shot. I still feel like there's a part of me clinging to a wish. Maybe I need to let that go. Or should I hold on to that and try to get myself to a position where I potentially ask out this celebrity figure if things click? You already said summer. So I'm like, I see a good case for trying to be realistic, but I also see a good case for chasing a dream because YOLO. Any words in general that would be helpful? Sincerely, the boy with swishy hair. He even gave like a characteristic of himself at the end, like swishy hair.
I got the good hair.
You know, you like the hairlines.
That is so funny because, you know, it was like, there's this sort of stereotype of like, if you're a celebrity or girls who are like, they need to date. Because everyone dates other celebrities. It's me. I would, like, I always see that. Like, guys are like on Twitter, they're like, when I have money, Summer, I'm coming for you. When I have fame, I'm coming for you. It's right. Like me and my mom, I think it's how I was raised. My mom always told me my whole life, if you're, don't ever be with someone you wouldn't want to be in a cardboard box with. Because when I was little, I'd make jokes like, oh, I'm going to marry someone with money. My mom would be like, Summer, you never marry someone that you, because that can go away. Everything can go away. You have to marry someone that you would want to live in a cardboard box with. And that really sank in. Like that really, because I at a young age and my whole goal is like, I never want to be taken care of. I never want someone to take care of me. I want to take care of myself, and I want to be with someone I love. Mm-hmm. So when guys are always talking about, like, oh, I want to be with, like, I'll be with you when I have money, it's like, no, you don't have to have, like, you be a good person. Mm-hmm. If, you know, it's...
And you have a way better chance than having
I don't
money.
Care. Actually, that's a turnoff for me, is like a celebrity, or, you know, it's just like, that's not what I want. Yeah. I
entitled,
like normal people. I want someone who doesn't, not ignorant, like, arrogant, and has an ego, and... thinks that they're this and that. It's like, I just want a normal person. That's what I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
So.
So would you tell him to keep chasing his dream?
Of you?
Right? I'm like, that's what he wants to know. He's like, Summer, are we in or are we out?
Summer, are we in or are we out? Well, Bennett's like,
her boyfriend's over there like, what's his name?
Oh,
sushi hair? What's his name?
Sushi hair? Oh, my God. How good is his hair?
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Have you seen my babe? Swishy hair over here.
He's like, I have the swishy hair, too.
That is so funny. I would say have your standards, but don't be with somebody because they're a celebrity.
Yeah, like, you don't even know if you like me. You don't even know if we would kick it off.
But she is really amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
He's like just falling in love more.
Yeah, like you can always have your crush and don't limit like your exposure to other people through somebody you've never met before. Like definitely meet the people around you, like get to know people, get to know what you want and what you don't want, and you'll find things in the other people around you that either Summer has or Summer doesn't have too. It's like, you know, maybe you're alert, I don't know. It's just like, I think just like give other people a chance. Have your dream girl. You can always have your dream girl, but like, don't let that be your life.
Yeah. You don't know what you want. You know, it's like for me, it's like we always talk about looks and that kind of stuff only goes far. It's like the connection. You can see someone that you thought you love. Like a lot of times, you meet a celebrity that you thought you would love, and you're just like, there's no chemistry. There's nothing. There has to be chemistry. There has to be. There's different forms of attraction. You know, how do you? Do you guys have things in common? Do you guys like to talk? Like the kiss? I guess there's certain things that really matter.
I guess it's basically just saying, don't close yourself off to other people in a relationship that doesn't exist yet. You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
if we were walking down the street, say I'm single, and you come up to me, and you're like, and if it happened and we liked each other and we hit it off, maybe. Yeah. But until then, you can't be like, Summer, I love you so much, love me. I'm like,
He's gonna be like,
no, but it's just like, for me, it's like, there's so many different levels to it. You know, it's not just like, but everyone has people that they think is unreachable, that's their crush.
Yeah.
So you think that's it. But I'm really honored. I like start crying. I'm like, thank you.
Really, thank you so much.
Thank you all.
The swish. Janet's honored too, because she created that. So thank you.
So thank you. I know when people say your mom's so hot, I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
Like, thanks. I have her genetics. So
you're pretty much calling me hot. Just kidding. And that's so funny.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll put all of Shannon's links below. She's an incredible mom.
She is so inspiring and incredible. And I love you so much, mom.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel, Oh Honey Podcast. And then make sure you download all of our podcasts, listening to the car on the way to work, at the gym, wherever you are.
And Spotify, Apple Play, all that stuff. And make sure you send in your diary entries to diary@ohhoneydiary.com.
We love you guys.
Love you.
Mwah. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. Diary LLC makes no warranty or guarantee as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information and recommendations presented in this podcast are general opinions only.
This podcast should not be considered professional or expert advice. Reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own discretion.
Oh, honey.